History of Prague. Prague is the capital of the Czech Republic and the biggest city in our country. Almost 1.5 million people live there. It has lots of old buildings and a very long history. Prague has always played a major role in Czech history. The oldest mention of Prague gives evidence that the Bohemian state was founded probably in the 9th century by the Přemyslid dynasty. It was Prince Bořivoj from the Přemyslid dynasty who founded Prague Castle, the main seat of the country and the heart of Prague, on the left side of the Vltava River. Officially, the first Czech king was Vratislav II in 1085, but he was still subordinate to the Holy Roman Empire and the German king. The Golden Age for Prague, as well as for all of Bohemia, came with the rule of Charles IV. He was the second king of the Luxembourg dynasty on the Czech throne, who was not only the king of Bohemia, but also the Holy Roman Emperor, which means he had a huge influence over all of Europe. He carried out the reconstruction of Prague in a magnificent Gothic style. He also founded, in 1348, the oldest university in Central Europe, Charles University. In his time, Prague consisted of four independent urban areas: the Old Town, Staré Město, the Lesser Town, Malá Strana, the Prague Castle area, Hradčany, and the New Town, Nové Město. After the death of Charles IV, Prague gradually lost its importance, and during the Hussite Wars, religious conflicts between the Hussites and the Roman Catholic Church in the 15th century, it was half destroyed. Another era of splendid years for Prague started again when Rudolf II of the Habsburg dynasty and the Holy Roman Emperor moved his seat from Vienna to Prague. This art-loving emperor brought many artists, alchemists and scientists, such as Tycho de Brahe and Johannes Kepler, to live and work in Prague. From that time, the town earned the nickname Magic Prague. The town lost its significance again after 1621, when a Czech Protestant uprising was suppressed and governors and noblemen were decapitated after the Battle of the White Mountain. Bohemia became a part of the Austro-Hungarian Empire and lost its independent status. The next 300 years are known as the Dark Age of Czech history. The Habsburgs kept the throne till 1918, and the Czech language was replaced by German as the official language in schools and official institutions. After World War I, the Austro-Hungarian Empire fell, and in 1918, Prague became the capital of the Independent Republic of Czechoslovakia. Tomáš Garrigue Masaryk became its first president. In March 1939, the German Nazi army entered Czechoslovakia, and soon after, World War II started. Prague was occupied till May the 9th, 1945, when the Prague Uprising and the liberation by the Soviet Red Army ended World War II. Unfortunately, Czechoslovakia was not free for long. In 1948, the Communist Party seized power of the country. Though Prague was still the capital, it changed a lot. For foreigners, it was a dark, grey town, where people did not smile and did not look at each other. During this time, Prague lost its European significance and attractiveness. Then, in 1989, the communist era finally came to an end. Students, artists, and former dissidents in Prague led the Velvet Revolution, which brought democracy to Czechoslovakia. Václav Havel, a former dissident and a playwright, was elected the president. On January the 1st, 1993, Czechoslovakia split into two countries, the Czech Republic with Prague as the capital and Slovakia. Nowadays, Prague is once again a beautiful, colourful and lively city. It is open to tourists and every year it attracts millions of visitors from all over the world. Any of them come back to enjoy the atmosphere of this modern city in a modern united Europe. Today, Prague is a really pleasant place to live.